Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Yeah, here we are. You know what's great about doing a show is that if you feel the energy when I start a show, I am down with it. And I tell you, Jared, I'm feeling the energy from you tonight.
Well, I did put some things in certain places.
Here's the thing. We'll get back to that in 1 second. Good point. Good point. We're going to start the show a little bit differently than we normally do. I have asked Todd in the Batcave to neglect our regular intro music. You know, back in the day on the old show, we used to start the show a little bit differently. We'd do kind of a pre-show where we'd instantly start the show by just talking about a couple of things. And then eventually I would hit the intro music and play some sound effects and signal the official part of the show. But back then the show was 3 hours. Now it seems like about 3 minutes at an hour long.
Well, you do talk three times faster, so it's the same amount of content.
Let me tell people how we got here tonight. Here's the deal. Tonight's excuse for leaving the office early was, quotation marks, "I've got a friend that needs some help from me," unquote. That friend, Mr. Afkar, was you.
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
You had a hitch in your swing. You had a hitch in your swing, and you needed some batting practice.
What?
And you knew I was the one to help you out. You suggested we take some batting practice before the show. I think we've worked out the kink. What do you think?
Absolutely. I'm just a little bit concerned that should I ever show up in your lovely establishment and place of employment, are they going to think I'm some sort of basket case lunatic who is in dire need of your nurturing care?
They might, or they might just think that you're gay, because when I said a friend, they weren't sure if it was female, male, or somebody
okay.
in between.
So they don't know it's me.
They really don't. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't tell them that it was Afkar, the guy who...
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
So they really don't know for sure.
That's good.
Don't know for sure. But I'm telling you what, you were hitting, by the time we left, solid line drives over the shortstop's head. It's great. In the gap.
That's what I am. I'm a line drive guy.
You're a gapper.
I am.
You are definitely.
You dig the gaps.
You really are. And also, you brought to light this, and I think this is what we should start the show with. You backed up way back to Paul McCartney's divorce from Heather Mills, and you reminded us of the time that you mentioned that she didn't have a wooden leg. She had a... Go ahead. Let it out.
I can't say it without laughing.
You said,
it's so stupid. I don't know why this makes me laugh so much.
She had a leg with wheels.
Right. Instead of a prosthetic, she just had it was kind of like a unicycle, so she could maybe scooter herself around.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was her own skateboard.
Not cool. But we laughed anyway. The same way we made fun of Dick Clark. And
is she around anymore?
I
think she might have passed away.
She's got two peg legs now. She didn't die, did she?
I think she might have.
All I know is she's sick of it.
Just give me a downbeat.
All right. It's kind of cool how she sings.
She was sick of it. Remember that? Yeah.
Sick of it. You want to sing with her?
Sick of it.
I'm off. You want to sing some harmony? I'm off.
Okay, now
amputations are hilarious.
They are great. And thank you, Jody Thornton, for that. Before we move forward to our other co-host tonight, I think it's time to give a proper intro to this show. Jared, we haven't played this in a few weeks. I'm not even sure that you've heard it, but I think you'll like it. Let me get the old record player out. We were talking about this during batting practice, record players versus CDs. Listen to this wonderful greeting song to you.
Hello.
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 I'm here to say hello. I was gone, but not for long, so now I'm back to sing this song.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I'm going to say goodbye. You're out, I'm even, now I'm leaving. Don't just stop to wonder why. Hello. Hello. Let's get on with the show. I've got to blow, look out below, because now it's time for me to go. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
We're getting near the end. You must be knowing now I'm going. No more precious time to spend. Hello.
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 It's over with and done. I just dropped in to leave again. I hope you had a lot of fun. Hello. Hello. I'm on my merry way.
Kind of crackly.
But as we part, you have some heart. We might just say goodbye one day.
Yeah, and you know him well. Kind of sounds like Dave Foley. Kind of looks like a pitcher for the Giants. Or a guy who played a white supremacist in a movie one time.
Yeah. Or the Incredible Hulk.
Or the Incredible Hulk.
Can we just say the Incredible Hulk instead of...
White supremacist. You hate everybody that's not white. Just kidding. I got some new theme music for you. Curious to know what you think about this, Mr. Magic Matthew Berry. What do you think about this one?
Introducing Magic Matt.
I'm your big
Magic Matt.
I'm your bass.
Introducing Magic Matt.
Awesome.
I thought you might.
It's good. Like I'm at a rave in my honor.
That's a good point. I was thinking wrestling theme, but a rave is probably more like it, you know?
Yeah, it's that's very, very European.
Yeah, it really is.
Drop some drop some X.
There. Yeah. I've got one more thing for you that I know you will like, Mr. Magic Matthew Berry. And that is, every time I feel like it, when something kind of silly dumb gets mentioned, like, I don't know, Jared saying something about Heather Mills having a wheelie leg, you know. We're gonna play this music. Classy. And you tell me where this is from.
Oh yeah,
yeah, you gotta love the league. That's right. Yep. You gotta love that. So Magic Matthew Berry, how are you tonight?
I'm a little jealous, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, normally I'm just fine being 4 hours away from the mess and the smells of the bat cave there, but this week, I'm a little jealous. Kind of sounds like you're having a pretty good time.
You wanted to take batting practice, didn't you?
I did. I'm jealous.
You know, I got to tell you, when I came for the second bladder release in 15 minutes right before we started the show, I thought to myself, self, what would really be the ultimate energy for a show would be to have Magic Matt here to take batting practice with us before a show, Jared.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Someday it's going to happen. Magic Matt, please make it happen someday.
I was just thinking about that yesterday. We got to make it happen sometime this summer.
I think what we should do is just, well, or you could even honestly do it this spring. I mean, it may be a little bit too early, I know, but I'm just saying, if you wanted to come to town and make it a weekend, we do a Mavericks game, hockey game, and also do about 4 weeks worth of shows after batting practice.
We could do a Royals game.
Oh, that's true too.
That was my thinking.
Okay, yeah. Good.
It'd be Royals season.
Okay, that'll do. That'll do. As Jared would say, that'll do, pig. One more thing.
Nice.
Before we
of course,
get
he was talking to your old producer at the time.
Oh, my goodness. That requires a... Wait, lost it.
Oh. Producer or the producer's other?
Oh my god, that wow. Okay, look, moving right along, I played part of this for you guys last week, I think after the show. I don't know why the Super Bowl reminds me of this old Visa commercial when the 49ers went to the Super Bowl in 1994-95, but I have the entire commercial here, and the video is much better. If you just go to YouTube and search 49ers Visa commercial, you'll get to see the video, because seeing George Seifert do dance moves is nothing short of, you know. So here's the commercial.
Recently, the Broncos and 49ers showcased their talents in Tokyo.
Love is a many splendored
karaoke
thing.
at Zone West
Stand
Karaoke.
By your man.
Blame it on the bossa nova.
Crack it out, man.
The dance of love.
Where the players brought no ability to carry a tune, but did bring their Visa card.
Was it the moon?
Because Zone West can accept just about anything.
Love.
Except American
Everybody
Express.
Sing. It's the April Ta. Rose that only grows.
The audio just doesn't do it. You have to see the YouTube video. Matt, do you, I mean, nobody laughs at that the way I do, but I'm telling you right now, that thing is funny. George Seifert doing dance moves and things, it's just, it's amazing. It's amazing.
I remember it. It's an awesome commercial.
It really is. I think it is. When I think of Super Bowl commercials, for some reason, I think of that, and I don't even know that that was actually a Super Bowl commercial, but I know it was aired during the Super Bowl. So, I don't know. And speaking of Super Bowl, it's coming up here in a few days.
So I hear.
Yes, yes. We, for starters, I want to mention that we've got the annual Jared's Super Bowl party at your house, which apparently I started a Super Bowl tradition at your house.
It was just you. Initially, the first round, it wasn't so much. I mean, it's still not much of a party because it's a very close-knit group
sure.
of folks.
Sure.
You know, we're not inviting the whole neighborhood.
No, no. But it's a great time to get together at your house, drink, eat your food, and be merry. And I believe last year's feat, which I believe was mentioned on this show, because it was the first time we've had this Super Bowl party while doing a radio show.
Right.
Because we didn't start this until after we stopped the old show. At last year's feat by me, there's always some kind of thing that happens. Aside from coming up with this thing here.
Down.
Yes.
Yeah. There was much giggling about that.
Yes, that was funny. But we also, you also were all enamored with the fact that I put away not one, but two gargantuan size homemade sub sandwiches with homemade bread. It wasn't just like Jared didn't like just make Matt. He didn't just make like a loaf of bread and say, here, make a sandwich. He made like a loaf of bread for everybody that wanted, and you just use that loaf for your sandwich. Okay. So
one loaf per sandwich.
Pretty much. So nice. I had two. And because I had drank enough and I was hungry and they were impressed by that. But it was good bread, man.
You completely. Well, I was gonna say, I felt like what makes a sandwich in that scenario is the bread.
It really did, definitely. So I'm looking forward to it again this year, even though I'm not excited about the game. You've told me here during batting practice, which I was rather shocked by, and I would like you to go ahead and just admit to the entire audience, including Magic Matt, who has his own thoughts about this guy. Your thoughts on one of the two lovely, sexy tight ends of the New England Patriots. Go ahead and tell the audience exactly what you told me during batting practice.
Oh, that I have a man crush on Gronkowski?
Yeah, you do.
I thoroughly admit it. Yeah. And it's, you know, here's the thing. It's not even necessarily because he put up great numbers this year or because he's super talented or what have you. I think it's just that he's hilarious and he's amusing. He was mic'd up during the last game. If you can check out the audio, I recommend that. He just said a lot. You know, everything was punctuated by a woo, woo.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was asking. He's like a little kid. And he kept asking, like, you know, Belichick, when they saw him, he's on the big screen. He's like, oh, we're on the big screen. Chest bump. And woo. You know, that just, to me, that was just hilarious. Because Belichick is kind of the dark overlord. And
Yeah, no, and look, and to each their own. You're a Patriots fan. You dig the player for who he is, and I can't. I mean, much as I want to knock you for it.
He's funny. The guy
fair.
Is funny.
You know what he's going to be saying all Sunday this week?
Ow! Maybe. Ow! The guy is a freak of nature, you know?
Yeah, you never
know. Although I do think it's interesting that the same wingnut who, you know, took Brady out for a season, who is indirectly responsible for Matt Castle being on the Chiefs.
True. That's true.
Also injured... You know,
that's true. That's very ironic. That's true.
That guy needs to be hit by a bus.
Do you call that coincidental or ironic?
It's coincidental, but it also makes me want to kill that guy.
I understand that, and you're one the one to do it too.
Oh, that's that man.
That's for sure.
Crazy Boston sports fan. I've never heard of that.
Never heard of that before. Have you?
Oh, come on. Who likes Bernard Pollard? I mean, really?
Well, I can tell if I think of one guy. Hey, everybody. This is Peter King.
Why?
Bernard Pollard has a sexy, sexy behind. I like his thighs. I like his chest. I like his shoulders. I think about him all the time. You know why I like him so much? He makes great coffee.
Oh, I knew
that's
that was
all
coming.
I got. Yeah.
Dude, Brad, you should have seen him on Dan Patrick earlier
this
week. Yeah,
you told me about that. You were texting me. It was great. Matt was texting me saying, you know, because I was at work and he was at work probably just watching TV. And he's texting me, telling me what's going on. Go ahead and tell people what you saw, because I'm sure some of them saw it.
Well, first of all, it wasn't at work. I was at home. I don't come in till like 11.
There you go. Okay.
I had plenty of time to watch it at home.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Basically, he walks in apparently straight from a workout at the hotel, but he walked in dressed like Justin Timberlake, basically. He's wearing like these two short workout shorts, long sleeve Boston Red Sox shirt, carrying a stocking hat. I didn't get to see him in the stocking hat.
Uh-oh, whose phone?
Sorry, mine.
Oh, my God. Sorry to interrupt you, Matt.
Anywho.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't get to catch him in the stocking hat. But then, of course, one of the first things he says is he talks about the coffee that he had to stop and get while he was walking over to the studio.
God.
I thought about you guys right away. And it was just, he was just insufferable. He mentioned his own column like a dozen times. It was just straight out of the making fun of Peter King playbook. He just supplied so much ammo that... And then afterwards, like I texted you too, Artie Lang comes on and basically says all the stuff about him that we would normally say, making fun of coffee and the things he talks about, and it was pretty priceless. But it was a good watch.
God bless Artie Lang too, because I mean, there's kind of a little weird thing for me is that when I think of Artie Lang, well, let me start over again. When I think of one of Jared's dogs, I think of Artie Lang, because Jared has a dog named Artie who has really, really bad gas, and I automatically think of Artie Lang, because you know Artie Lang has bad gas. You know he does, and he's also had a lot of drug problems and everything else, and I love Artie Lang, because he's so honest.
Does heroin create gas issues?
I'm sure it does.
Okay.
You think about it. I mean, you know, the spoon.
Is that why make that face around Keith Richards and those
Yeah. Things?
Yeah, okay.
That's it. So, Magic Matt, this is perfect timing, actually. Let's go ahead. I wish I had some special music. I'm just going to play our normal Bass Ackwards fantasy football music behind you for about a minute or so. We're really curious to know. Of course, Magic Matt writes a lovely column for noobdoodle.com, which, of course, you find that by going N00. F it. I'm not even going to try to explain it. But whatever. Just find Magic Matt on YouTube, on Twitter.
Was that Swedish? Are those zeros with a slash through them?
They might be. Yes, there you go.
They are.
Yes. I want to hear Magic Matt's thoughts on Super Bowl. It is 46, right? Super Bowl?
Correct.
46. Magic Matt, please, take us away.
Well, thank you. You know, first of all, I got to apologize in advance to Jared. I'm not going to be very nice to your Patriots. I never am.
Oh.
I hope you don't take it personally.
No,
you know what? Don't worry about it. He's got plenty of batting practice in him. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I can take
it. All right. Well, what I like to do in my column is I like to just tackle a few questions. Most of them, it's basically like me talking to myself. But I have a few Super Bowl questions this week that I thought needed to be answered. And first of all, I wanted to know who is the most irritating player in the Super Bowl not named Tom Brady. And for me, the answer is real simple. It's Wes Welker. The reason for that is he may be the current poster boy for the most annoying professional athlete personality trait, the chip on the shoulder. You guys know what I'm talking about. Welker wasn't highly recruited because he's small, so he's a chip on his shoulder. Welker wasn't drafted because he's small, so he's a chip on his shoulder. Welker was cut and traded, so he has a chip on his shoulder. Welker blew out his knee, and no one thought he would come back as quickly as he did, so he has a chip on his shoulder. You know, welcome to life. We've all been slighted in one way or another, but once you achieve a certain status, nobody wants to hear it anymore. The Miami Dolphins made the genius decision to trade Welker to New England in 2007, and to this day, he still struts and glares his way around Miami like it was yesterday. I can't figure out why he's so angry, to be honest with you. He spent the last five seasons catching passes from Tom Brady, who, by the way, wasn't drafted until the sixth round and plays with a chip on his shoulder. Welker, I don't know if is Welker upset that he missed out on the opportunity to play with the likes of Cleo Lemon, Chad Pennington, Chad Henne, Matt Moore in Miami? Does he hate playing in Super Bowls? It sounds like it worked out okay to me, so just kind of let it go, dude. my next topic was the halftime performance of Madonna. Woo! And I just want to know, will any good come from Madonna performing at halftime?
No.
And as a matter of fact, I think there will be.
No.
You guys remember Super Bowl 23 when Tim Krumrie broke his leg for the Bengals? Easily the grossest injury in the history of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, you know, probably the grossest moment in Super Bowl history, and I think it's going to be number two after this weekend. Easily, Madonna performing is going to be grosser than that. Now, on to something a little more serious, real football related. I want to know what's the one. I got to thinking about what is the one player that could come out of this Super Bowl, and there's always somebody that non-football fans will go to know, kind of become the household name. And I'm thinking it's Jason Pierre-Paul from the Giants. Anyone that follows the NFL closely already knows that he had 16 and a half sacks this year. And the scary thing is he only started 12 of 16 games. He has a real chance, I think, to leave Indianapolis as the rock star.
Uh-oh.
Pepper Sloan.
We're losing him.
Wow, he cut out.
We're losing him. It's not his fault.
We lost Matt.
Yeah. We lost Matt.
Yeah, weird.
That's a problem.
Now let's see where he's at. He says he's still here.
Am I still here?
There you are. Here. Sorry, we've been having some problems, Matt.
It's Time Warner Cable.
Go ahead. Keep going. Sam. Sorry about that.
All right. Basically, as I was saying, Pierre-Paul's a Jason Taylor and Julius Pepper clone. He's as big a game changer as there is on the defensive side of the ball right now. And JT used to give Tom Brady fits for all those years. And I see Pierre-Paul doing the same thing to him this weekend. Now on to the Super Bowl itself, the outcome. I have a prediction. I'm sure you guys will too. For the past 2 weeks, I've been saying this. I said it on last week's show, but it's basically it's just a bad matchup for New England. The Giants have proven again and again that they know how to play the Patriots, and this can be.
Yeah, we're losing them again.
Yep. I don't know what's going on, Matt. Are you on a hard line or are you on a Wi-Fi?
I'm always on a hard line.
Okay.
Well.
Hey, he's on a hard line. Yeah.
I got your hard line.
Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. We've been having some issues. We had some issues before we started the show. That's okay. We'll make it a part of the show. Please, I want to hear your thoughts about the game. I'm going to cut the music out right now and let you go ahead and give us your thoughts on the game. Go ahead.
Just to finish up, too much pressure from the Giants defensive line.
Yeah.
Gronkowski's injury is bad for the Patriots. He still hasn't practiced yet. And that Patriots defense isn't nearly as good as it was in 2007. So I'll take the Giants. 31-17.
Okay. Very good. Now, look, real quick. We don't have a lot of time, Jared, but I want to ask you real quick. Do you want to reboot at all on any of that?
Well, look, I won't make predictions because having a rooting interest in one of the teams, it's tough. Just think that's bad karma.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But I think it'll be closer than that. I mean, just because I don't know. I know that that Brady tends to kind of crumble a little bit. He's not the same quarterback in the playoffs that he is during the regular season.
Yeah.
But I just don't think the Giants are as good as they put up recently, and if anyone can crack that code, I mean, this is Eli Manning, for heaven's sakes. Are we going to forget this is Eli Manning?
Look, I will tell you right now that I did not make a prediction on Rambling Morons the other night, but I told them that I wanted both teams to lose because that's how much I dislike all of them, but I will say that I still have a hard time picking one because you look at two sides. You know, Belichick, Brady, they need to win this one. They really need to win this one after losing to the Giants, okay? And the Giants, honestly, I mean, if the 9-7 team is going to win the Super Bowl, it's this Giants team. They really are better than what they've played off and on throughout the season, and they're on a roll. I really don't know how to pick it. But if I were a betting man, I'd put my money on the Giants. I really would. I don't know.
And that's fine.
You know?
The part that's really hard for me to kind of accept, because being a fan of a team that has been so crappy for so long, like how did the Patriots go from being like just the lovable loser, crappy team to like being this team that's universally hated?
I mean, yeah.
That to me is,
I don't know.
Kind of fascinating.
It's too many Super Bowls. I don't know.
I don't know. Are people just sick of them?
To the Cowboys. I'm just telling you as a Cowboys fan, I know that it happens.
I know.
It does. It does. It does. It does. Either way, I will rest assured, I will be at your house, drunk, watching the game, eating three Subway sandwiches, and telling you that I have no interest. You will not hear me cheer one time during the game. I guarantee it. You will not hear it at all. Guarantee it.
You'll cheer for
I don't that. Think I will. I don't think I will. Magic Matt, thank you very much. I'm sorry we had the technical difficulties. Let's pray to Jesus Christ right now. I know you're a God-fearing man. Let's pray to Jesus Christ right now that everything works fine, because we are about to call JJ the Pollock, as well as Mr. Chris Kamler, known as Fake Ned Yost, on Twitter to play match game against each other. We need the internet to work well. Please, God. Please. Please. Matt, say a prayer. Okay?
Amen.
All right. Amen. Take a break. We will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back. To the average hemorrhoid sufferer, this is not a pretty song.
Burning, itching, burning, itching.
Burning, itching? Why keep suffering?
Pain, swelling, lots of yelling.
At Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center, we take care of the problem with a painless non-surgical procedure covered by your insurance.
Need to sit down. Oh, wait, I can't.
Relief without surgery or missing any work.
Please fetch me my donut cushion.
It's not a laser. It's a beam of light with no side effects. Just 10 minutes and you're ready to continue your day. End the discomfort of hemorrhoids today at Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center.
No more burning, no more itching.
Bravo! Effective solutions for a classic problem at Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center. Call 800-863-9980.
It's not the length that matters. It's what you do with it. The Brad Westmar Show.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad here taking some extra batting practice with Mr. Jared Afkar. Thank you very much. Your line drives are looking sweet, man.
I've got a beautiful swing.
I thought there might have been
just
some
rubbing
breakage.
It in at this
man,
point.
Man, oh man. Yeah, we kind of. I'm sorry, Matt. I mean, I know you like baseball, okay?
Yeah.
I know you like taking batting practice. I know you're down with it. In fact, we even went to the cool batting cage. We went to the cheaper, cool batting cage. Now, Jerry doesn't like it when we go to the more expensive one because I'm a VIP there, and I buy.
I'm a little uncomfortable feeling like I'm going to owe you some sort of favor.
I would never. Number. You bought these beers. Wait, did I say that out loud? Wait a minute. Let's move on before I say more, okay? Let's first of all check into our, I'm going to call him the champion because he's played this before. On the phone with us here, Jared, Matt, you haven't talked to him in a long time, Mr. JJ the Pollock. Let's welcome JJ the Pollock. Great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Outstanding.
It's about goddamn time we got you on this show, man.
Sorry, my friend. Life's a little busy. Although I will state that I have been on the show multiple times, but just via Memorex. So.
This is true. You have been on via Memorex. This is very true. And in fact, ever since you recorded some very special snowfall songs for the show, it hasn't snowed worth the crap here. So I don't know if we're ever going to play those. Yeah, it's kind of a jinx. I don't know. You know. So it's great to have you along, and we're glad to have you on the show tonight, and we appreciate your listenership as listener number three of the show. So, and listener number two is actually on the line as well, and I'm not sure how to introduce this guy. Fake Ned Yost, fake Chris Kamler, fake Rambling Morons podcast dude. Mr. Chris Kamler is on the other line. Mr. Chris Kamler!
Chicks dig the long ball, Brad. That's all
right.
I can say.
That's right, man. It's great to have you here. And excuse us, Jared and I took some batting practice today. We're having a good time right now, aren't we? Yes. Thank you very much.
Ding.
Ding. Chris, it was great to be on your show this past weekend. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it was an honor and a privilege to have someone of your high caliber, esteemed podcast historian like yourself on the show, so I thank you.
Hear, hear. Sorry, that deserves some sound effect. Yeah, thank you very much, Chris. Now, do you guys know how to play match game? JJ, I know you know how to play match game.
You bet.
And Chris, I know you were studying up. You said here a little bit ago via email that you were pantsless watching Charles Nelson Reilly videos. Is that correct?
You know, sadly, that's 100% accurate, Brad. Thank you.
You know me. I hold nothing back on this show. So I got an idea. This idea came from Mr. Afkar. He thought it would be good to go ahead and do a couple of warm-up questions, and I appreciate that because we're going to go ahead and do a couple of warm-up questions. Our celebrity panel here on the Match Game is going to be Mr. Jared Afkar.
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
Of course, Mr. Magic Matthew Berry.
Introducing Magic Matt.
And also, of course, Todd Sheets.
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be all he can be.
They are our celebrity panel today. And don't forget, of course, with Todd Sheets.
When you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have much money.
Which means that the prizes on this show are nothing. Zero, zero prizes, no money. The points don't matter, as Drew Carey would say. So instead, we'll go ahead and do a couple of practice questions, guys. Here is the first practice question. And I'm going to let Chris, since he's the challenger, choose. Do you want A or B?
I got to go B.
B. B is a good one. Here we go. Question number B. Peyton and Eli Manning are blank. There we go. We got Jared writing his answer down. Matt, of course, although invisible at this point, is writing his answer down. Mr. Sheets frantically looking for a pen in the Batcave in the dark, writing his answer down. It looks like everybody is ready to go. Let me see here. Make sure I get the thing here going. Jared's done. Very good. Batman's got his in there. And Matt's got his in the slot. The slute. There we go.
Slute.
Let's go ahead and go over to Mr. Chris Kamler and get his answer. Chris, Peyton and Eli Manning are...
Well, this will help me determine what, you know, the feel of the celebrity panel. So I'm going to go with overrated.
Overrated. That's okay. That's a good answer. I think the crowd even likes that one. Yeah. Okay. Sounds like it. Very good. Very good. Let's start with Mr. Todd Sheets in the Batcave, because I know you know a lot about football, Todd Sheets.
Yes.
And, you know, yeah. He knows a lot about football. I'd like to get your answer to Peyton and Eli Manning are, and we're looking for overrated. What did you say?
Lesbian lovers.
I'm sorry. That is not the correct answer. Nice try. Let's move on to Magic Matt, who honestly, as you may have guessed, knows a lot about football. Magic Matt, your answer to Peyton and Eli Manning are blank.
Not jealous of Cooper.
Not jealous of the gay brother, Cooper. Very good. That's wrong, though. Good answer, though. Good answer. And Jared, we'll move on to you. Jared, your answer, see if we can match Chris here. We're trying to match Chris. You know
well,
this.
Well, mine is kind of close.
Yeah.
I just said candidates for a ritualistic public beating.
Unfortunately, that doesn't it's close.
But it is kind of close.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't work. So we're going to go on to JJ. JJ has to pick question number A. JJ, here is your question. Okay. When you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have blank. I'm pretty proud of that one, actually. You're laughing. It's the batting practice. I'm not that funny.
No, not even close.
Writing answers down. Todd Sheets got his answer done, it looks like. Very good. Magic Matt, you got your answer in there.
Ding.
Okay, perfect. And Afkar is writing his down. He's done as well. And we are ready to get some answers. Let's go to JJ first. JJ, when you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have blank.
A lot of time.
A lot of time. That's not a bad answer. I mean, really, when you think about it, Todd Sheets is a hard worker. Always working to get the best Brad Westmar Show guests for his show, The Night Watch Show. So,
I use the audio drop as a cheat sheet, though. So.
What's that now?
I said I used your audio drop as a cheat sheet on that one.
That's okay.
I don't know if that's a legal play.
It doesn't. It's only practice. It's okay. It's only batting practice. Is that right, Jared? Exactly. So, moving right along, you've given your answer. He doesn't have much time. Let's go to Jared first. Jared, when you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have...
No mojo.
He doesn't have no mojo. It's pretty close, but not the right answer. Let's go to the man himself. Because, you know, you think, Jared, he's going to know the answer, right?
Theoretically.
When you're talking to Todd Sheets, Todd, you're doing it on the run because you don't have what?
Much time.
Much time. You know what?
Yes!
That is a ding. That is an answer. Very good. I think that deserves some applause, doesn't it? Let's give it all. Everybody. There you go. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. I think I have Magic Matt left. Magic Matt, when you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have
any idea where that echo is coming from.
Nice.
That's a good answer. Good answer, but not the real deal. So with that practice, I think it's time to go for the real deal. Chris, are you ready?
I have never been more ready in my life.
I hope you've got time. I hope your wife is taking care of your son. Or
I honestly couldn't tell you where they are.
Doesn't matter, does it? All you know
doesn't
is...
Doesn't matter.
Exactly, exactly. JJ, your children are where?
They are visiting Kelly's.
We don't really care. I was just, you're supposed to make something up. I don't really care.
Thanks for pretending to care. That's though. Okay. That means a lot to me.
That's okay. I still love you, man. That's all that matters. It's time to play Match Game 2012 with your host. What's my name?
Brad Westmore.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. So you know how to play? We've got the special music in the background. I just love this music.
You would.
I mean, seriously, you know, you get a Woody over Gronkowski, I get a Woody over Match Game music.
I'm not sure which is worse.
I'm not sure either. All right, let's go ahead and fade it out. Let's get the real deal going. Again, since Chris is the challenger, let's go ahead and give him the option. Question A or question B, Mr. Kamler?
Yeah, I think, Mr. Westmore, we're going to go with question A.
Question A it is. Here we go. Celebrity panelists are ready. The inventor of the Bionic Woman said, you know how when you buy a car, you get a spare tire? Well, when I invented the Bionic Woman, I gave her a spare blank. There you go. You like it? You like that one? No.
Oh.
Jared doesn't seem...
It's rocking.
Not too enthused. It helps if you pretend you're writing an answer down. There you go.
I do. I have multiple That's thoughts.
Good. Matt's done. Very good. Ding. Right?
Ding.
All right. Very good. Todd's done. Okay. All right. Jared, you're clearly done. You've been
I'm done.
Writing for... That's it. You're finished? Are you spent?
I'm finished.
All right. Let's get the answer from Mr. Kamler. Chris, the inventor of the Bionic Woman said, first of all, I can't spell. You...
Sound it out.
You know how when you buy a car, you get a spare tire. Well, when I invented the Bionic Woman, I gave her a spare.
I think the only answer possible is vajayjay.
Vajayjay. Not that. That's that. Yeah. I like it.
Wow.
I like it. Fairly obvious answer, which means you have a chance to score. Let's start with Matt, first of all. Matt, when I invented the Bionic Woman, I gave her a spare.
I put USB port, and then in parentheses, I put wink. So I think we might have a match.
USB. Okay. You know what? I think I do think that is a correct answer. Yes. That does count. That does count. Please keep score, Mr. Sheets. Okay.
Oh, Lord. Thanks.
Hey, look. Bat cave in the dark. Whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. So 1 point for Chris Kamler. Let's move on to Jared Avkar. Jared, when I invented the Bionic Woman, I gave her a spare.
Well, I had a couple thoughts. You know, at first I thought maybe a wheel, because that could be useful for certain women.
Oh, but Heather Mills knows all about that. Yeah.
Right. And then I thought a vacuum nozzle, because, you know, that could be useful.
It might also be a match, actually.
And then I thought off switch, but then I thought, you know, a mute button.
You thought mute button. So a mute button was your answer?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Yeah. Not good enough there. Time to move on to Mr. Sheets. Mr. Sheets, you're kind of a sci-fi guy, okay? So I'm curious to know what your answers are on this. When I invented the Bionic Woman, he said, I gave her a spare...
Slot.
Does that... We have to have a judge's ruling on that.
That's about the same as a USB port. So
I guess
give it to him.
We got to give it to him. That's two. That's good. Very nice. That's 2 points for Mr. Kamler to start off. Man. Down. Question B for Mr. JJ the Pollock. JJ, are you ready?
I don't know. I got a lot of catching up to do already here.
You do. But good luck. This is another Todd Sheets question. Here we go. Todd Sheets said, I only wear the Batman suit when friends are over to the house. When they leave, I put on blank. That could go a lot of ways, Jared.
None of them good.
None of them good, but I see you have your Sharpie out already.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Thoroughly documented.
Okay. Magic Matt, you got to let me know when you're done.
I'm ready.
You're finished.
Yeah.
He's spent. Got it in the slot. Got it in the USB port. Good. Todd's done, too. Very good. Very good. And, Jared, you look like you got, like, 14 answers written down there.
I'm a man of many deliberations.
Okay, but... Got it in. Okay. Very good. Let's go ahead.
I did get it in the port.
Okay. Good job. Let's go ahead and talk to JJ and find out. JJ, Todd Sheets said, I only wear the Batman suit when friends are over to the house. When they leave, I put on...
I believe the correct answer is Batman underoos.
Batman underoos. That's pretty good because I can see that. All that body hair. Yeah. I see it visually. Don't appreciate it very much, but who should we start with here? Let's start with Todd himself, I think. Todd, you said that you only wear the Batman suit when friends are over to the house, but when they leave, you put on...
The Darth Vader
suit. You put on the Darth Vader suit. That's a good answer, and probably the truth, too.
I have one right there in the hall.
You do. You've got... Seriously, this room, I mean...
It's a museum.
I told Mr. Kamler that I don't bring guests onto my show because I'm scared of what they might do or say or not say. The truth of the matter is I am embarrassed. I am completely embarrassed of this studio. It's horrible.
There's no room. There's no room.
There's no... Thank you.
There's no room. It's either drumsticks or laundry. Take your pick.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. Yeah. Jared, seriously. Okay. Todd Sheets said he only wears the Batman suit when friends are over, but then when they leave, he puts on... Well, were you thinking
I was thinking it might be Barry White, and then I was thinking it might be his Tesla concert shirt. But then I'm really thinking it must be his dancing shoes.
His dancing shoes. That's...
I
could see that. I could see him in the John Travolta outfit.
I know.
Doing that. Yeah. I can see that. I can see that. I'm very curious to know what Magic Matt has to say, because... He's a God-fearing man, as we said before the end of the first segment, you know. And, you know, he called, you know, a vajayjay. You know, Chris did the nice politically correct thing. He called it the vajayjay, you know. He could have called it many things, but he was nice. He understands that we beep out words like, you know, never mind.
Words Todd says.
Can't say them. Yeah, exactly. We beep out all those words, exactly. So, Magic Matt, I'm curious to know, what does Todd Sheets put on after everybody leaves?
I thought this was the easiest answer of the whole bunch. Robin.
You know.
Boy Wonder.
Oh, that is a good answer. I know he's offended by that.
It's not a good answer.
No.
No
match, though.
No bat nipples, though, huh?
No, nobody mentioned the bat nipples. That's true. I kind of thought maybe they'd say you put on some jazz or something like that.
Well, Barry White was kind of close.
2 points for Mr. Chris Kamler, 0 points for the Polish guy. It's been a Polish kind of day for me. I had a meeting today with a guy who was Polish. I believe we talked way too much about Rob Gronkowski during batting practice and during the show. We've got JJ the Polak on. I seriously, Chris, you should win this with ease. You're playing a Polak. Come on.
The problem is, Brad, that I am also Polish, so...
No, it's either way. Kamler is Polish?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. All right. What, did it used to be Kamlerski?
No? Sure.
No?
I don't know.
Really? Really? Now, I got to ask JJ real quick. JJ, would you have guessed that the name Kamler was Polish?
No, I would not have, but I have to say it's quite an honor to play against a fellow countryman.
I cannot believe we're playing Pole.
This is kind of a no lose situation.
Oh,
either
yes.
way, if this is an Olympic competition, our flag's flying.
Wow.
You know, at the end of the competition.
Complete accident.
Wow.
Pole versus pole.
Sweet pole on pole action.
I don't even know this. You can't make this crap up. This is great.
Pole position.
That's awesome. I don't think they're laughing because they're Polish. I don't know. Chris, are you 100% Polish, though?
I'm like 80% Polish. My dad grew up on Strawberry Hill in Kansas, Kansas, and my mom's in there somewhere. So
JJ's 100%. You're about 80%. That's still passing grade.
Still a lot of pole.
Yeah, still a lot of Polish. Yeah, still a lot of light bulbs.
Ba-dum.
So, all right, let's move on. JJ's turn to pick. JJ, A or B? Chris is up 2-0.
I'm going with A this time.
JJ is going with A. The internet is holding out, by the way. Knock on wood. Thank you very much. Let's knock on BP.
Why did you just say that?
Sorry. It was A, right? Here we go. All right.
Yes.
Thanks to his success on Celebrity Apprentice last year, Meatloaf now has his own reality show. It's called Celebrity Blank. The marker's out. JJ is thinking as hard as he can with that Polish mind of his.
Hard pull.
Hard pull. Jared's done already. Very good. Matt's done. It's good. Very good. Todd is... he's done. We're not sure who he's doing, but he's done. All right, there we go. So let's get JJ's answer. JJ, thanks to his success on Celebrity Apprentice, Meatloaf now has his own reality show. It's called Celebrity...
Anger Management.
Celebrity Anger Management. That's a good answer. That's a really good answer. Because as you know, he gets a little bit upset.
You do not want to f*** with me.
That's right.
You understand me?
So... Let's go ahead and get an answer from Magic Matt first. Magic Matt, what is Meatloaf's new reality show called? It's called Celebrity
Do-Over.
Celebrity Do-Over. That's a good answer.
You got a built-in cast every year. You just take the previous year's Celebrity Apprentice, slide them right into Celebrity Do-Over.
Yeah.
And they could just pick up their careers from where it all went horribly, horribly wrong.
Which, oh my. That's a fair answer. It's good. All right, Jerry, what do you got here? What is Meatloaf's new reality show called Celebrity Blank?
I was thinking Celebrity Babysitter, but perhaps that would be so not so good, or Celebrity Steam Bath.
So Meatloaf's actually babysitting JJ's three kids right now.
Could be.
Yeah.
I went with Celebrity Therapy.
Celebrity Therapy.
That's kind of close to anger management.
That's, you know what? I got to give a ruling on that. I'm going to give it a point for that. I think JJ deserves it because he's 100% Polish as opposed to 80% Polish. So,
right.
Good answer. Good
some
answer.
Kielbasa there.
Let's move on. Let's move on to Mr. Todd Sheets, who is the brain of all brains. As you know with Todd Sheets.
When you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have much money.
You know who the host of the show is, right?
Do you even listen to yourself when you talk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Todd, what's the name of Meatloaf's new celebrity, new reality show? Celebrity, what do you got there?
Blowout.
Celebrity Blowout. I'm going to have to say that, unfortunately, that's not quite there. Chris, we've got the next question for you. You've got question number B. It is 2-2-1 right now. Here is your question. Weak William is so weak.
How weak is he?
How weak is he?
Very good. Ah, thank you. Way to hit that timing there, guys. Very good. He's the only man in the world who ever got injured blanking. Okay. Again, Weak William is so weak, he's the only man in the world who ever got injured blanking. Jared was done before he even started. That's what I call... that's premature. Matt's kind of premature, too. Todd is holding out as long as he can.
I got it.
Okay. Oh, of course. A little premature there, too. We're done. Ready for an answer from Chris Kamler. Chris, once again, the question. Weak William is so weak, he's the only man in the world who ever got injured blanking.
T-bowing.
That's... yeah, I like that. That's good. You know what? I think poll 80% is catching on. That's good. That's very good.
Nice.
I think it's time to start with you, Mr. Batting Practice. Jared Afkar, what is your answer? Weak William, he's so weak, he's the only person known to ever get injured.
I was going to say sleeping or napping, but I kind of went with looking for your show on iTunes.
Looking for my show on iTunes. That's right. Good. That's good. Or as Chris would say, just looking for my show on Jackalope Radio. Right, Chris?
That's exactly right.
kind of hard to find it. Buried under all the ghost stuff. It's true.
Get out of here.
It's true. Yeah. Spooky. By the way, if you want to check out my appearance on Rambling Morons, just go to ramblingmorons.com, which is Chris's wonderful website there with all of his video podcasts. Do we call it a video podcast? Do we call it audio podcast? What do we actually call it?
I publish them both. I publish it as a webcast frankly, with your appearance, the audio version is much more popular. So,
that's a very, very good point. Very good point. So I call it audio video just to give myself some credit because my nose was on on the camera. So, all right, where are we at? I've lost myself. I had a little bit of batting practice issue.
Right.
A little bit of, I don't know. Corked bat,
it
I guess is what you call it.
Like it's kind of volcanic.
Yeah. A little bit
you
of.
You were ejected prematurely.
Yeah. I got to take off this ring. Man. Stand by. We still got time, guys. Hope you're not don't have to be anywhere.
All right, hang on here. All right.
I'm good. Whose turn is it? Wait a minute. Where am I at? Matt? Is it Matt? Is it your turn here? Weak William. He's so weak. He's the only man in the world who ever got injured blanking.
This is a Brad Westmar inspired answer. Tweeting.
Tweeting. That's a good answer. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Also a fake Ned Yost type answer, who, by the way, was doing epic things yesterday on Twitter, Mr. Kamler. Yeah.
He had a little bit of a meltdown, MUKU style.
Yeah, I got to tell you real quick, side note, you really screwed me up, because I'm sitting here trying to read Twitter while I'm driving, and I'm like, it says something about, I'm quitting my Rambling Morons podcast. I'm like, what the F is going on here? And I started trying to read it, and I'm like, what, you're quitting? What are you doing? I was just on your show 2 days ago. And I realized it was all a ploy. So
I actually did tell my wife. I said, "Hey, remember that guy that was over at the house the other day? He's gonna die in a fiery car crash because he's reading right. what I'm tweeting right now
while he's driving." No kidding. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
You bet, buddy.
Mr. Todd Sheets, Todd. Let's try to get this one here for Chris. Weak William is so weak. He's the only man in the world who ever got injured. Now I know you've got lots of thoughts going through your head because you do a lot of inging. I know you do. You know, you're radioing. You're like musicking. You're videoing. You know, you're jacking.
Self-pleasuring.
You're self-pleasuring.
That's frightening.
Yeah. So what was your answer? How did Weak William get injured?
Changing the channel.
That may have been the worst answer so far, by the way.
I liked it.
I don't think so. Let's move on to the third. The third and deciding round as to who gets to move on and play Super Match. A or B, Chris Kamler?
B.
B it is. Here we go. Here is your question. The electrician said, I have just examined the $6 million man, and I don't know how to explain it, but he's blank. Very similar to the Peyton and Eli Manning question. Well, you know, let's think about the $6 million man here. God love him. The guy fought Bigfoot and won. And Bigfoot smells really bad. So, yeah. You're still thinking, Jared. Are you sure you got something there? Who's done? Todd?
I'm done.
Matt's done. Of course, Matt's. There you go. Very good. Todd is still writing down. Oh, Jared's done. Very good, Jared.
Quite done.
My hands are sticky, by the way. I won't explain why. And
it has nothing to do with me.
No. Got time left in the show? Barely. Okay. Todd and Todd is done. Let's go ahead and get Chris's answer. Chris, the electrician said, I have just examined the $6 million man, and I don't know how to explain it, but he's blank.
Blank.
Chris is still thinking.
I'm going to say electric.
He's electric. Wow, that one deserves
that. Not my best answer.
No, you say. Congratulations, you just topped Todd Sheets. Very well.
What?
Electric. Shut up in there, Mr. Ego.
What?
Don't call me Ego. Hey, now, let's start with you there, Mr. Smartass. All right. Since you're such a $6 million man freak. By the way, this year if I come to Comic-Con, do you think I can get a pass?
Yes.
Yeah, because I don't want to go to my friends. I want to go to my fake friends to get passes, not my real friends.
Thanks.
Sure. No. Whoa, that probably deserves one of those. Maybe a... Todd, here we go. The electrician said, I've just examined the $6 million man, and I don't know how to explain it, but he's...
A transistor short of a full cyborg.
That's a good answer. You know what? Honestly, what do you think, Jared? Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, Chris. Sorry. Let's move on to Jared. Jared... He just examined the Bionic Man, Steve Austin, Lee Majors, man's man.
Right.
Okay?
I was going to say he's been lost on Brad's soundboard, too, but that's not right.
No, because there's a lot of things that are lost on here.
Right. And I was going to say he's voting for Ron Paul, which is kind of inexplicable, too, but I didn't say that either. But I'm going to say he's turning Japanese.
Turning
Japanese.
Not a correct answer either. What? No, I'm sorry. Magic Matt, he's kind of giggling like he might have the right answer. But then again... What was your answer again, Chris? Electric?
It's electric.
Yeah. Something tells me that's not going to be Matt's answer.
Japanese are electric.
This is true. Let's ask Magic Matt. Matt, he said, the electrician, that he was examining the $6 million man, and he said, I don't know how to say it, but he's blank.
Actually, Eric Hosmer's dad.
Actually, Eric Hosmer's dad. I like that. But it's not the correct
thing that makes sense.
That's good. That's good. Doesn't work. So, JJ, this is your final chance, my friend. Are you there, Mr. 100% Polish?
I'm gung-ho. Good. I'm ready to go here.
Internet not broken yet. That's very good. Here is your question. Question A, you got to get at least one to tie. I hope you get two if you get one, because I don't have a tiebreaker. So here we go. The drive-thru attendant at McDonald's said, "Today we're charging double for the price of a hamburger because blank fell into the grinder." Interesting. I didn't write these, you know.
Grinder. Google not, grinder when you have a chance. See how that works out for you.
Not much time left, by the way. Thank God you're done. Matt?
I'm done.
Okay. Matt's done. Thank God Todd is done as well. We can get right to the answer with Mr. JJ the Polak, who unfortunately didn't have a lot of chance to think of an answer, but hopefully he's come up with one. JJ, the drive-thru attendant at McD's said that they're charging double today for the price of a hamburger because blank fell into the grinder.
Is Chachi.
He's Chachi. That's good. I like that. He's catching on. Remember, he's 100% Polish. The 80% Polish guy caught on a little bit quicker. So let's go ahead and check with Todd first. Todd, what did the McDonald's drive-thru attendant say? He said that they're charging double today for the price of a hamburger because blank fell into the grinder.
Tiffany's silicone implants.
Tiffany, that's close. It's a little bit too high in the body part there. Yeah, so Chachi is the answer we're looking for. Chachi may refer to other body parts. Jared, the drive-thru attendant said that the hamburger is going to be double priced today because something fell into the grinder. You said...
I was going to say beef, but I'm going to go with Ronald McDonald's wig.
Ronald McDonald's wig. Good answer, but not the right one. The right one. It all boils down to Magic Matthew Berry. Magic Matt, please tell us who fell into the grinder at McDonald's?
My answer is very similar to Jared's. At first I had actual meat, but then I went with Ronald McDonald himself.
Ronald McDonald himself. Yeah, that's a good answer, but not the right answer. Nice. So, Mr. Chris Campbell, real quickly, you're the champion so far. JJ, I'm sorry, but
it's okay. It was a pleasure and a real honor to compete against another fellow countryman.
Well, very good, Chris. Would you have anything?
Trophy, my brother.
There you go. JJ, stay on the line here for a minute. You can hear Supermatch really quick. I need your guys' attention. Your guys' attention.
Yep.
Real quick, Supermatch. Here we go. Who do you want to play with, real quick, Chris? You want to play with Todd, Matt, or Jared?
Todd Sheets, absolutely.
Todd Sheets, great answer. Okay, here we go. Here is your Supermatch question. Padded blank. Todd is writing down his answer for padded blank. You have it in there already?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Now, before we get Chris's answer, let's go ahead and get opinions from Jared and Matt real quick of what Chris might want to answer. Go ahead, Jared, real quick.
Well, it could be padded cell or padded resume.
Just one.
Padded crotch.
Padded crotch. Okay. Matt, you're a guess to give Chris to think about.
Mine was cell. Padded cell.
Padded cell. Chris, you can go with one of their answers. You can go with your own very quickly for all the marbles here that amount to zero. What is your answer to padded blank?
Brad, I had to go with bra.
Padded bra. I know what you're thinking. You're always thinking about those boobs. I know.
Yes, I
know.
I am.
Yeah, you're
exactly my answer.
And your answer, too. There you go. Big winner. Big winner. Mr. 80% Polish. Nice. Very good. Chris, thank you so much for playing. JJ, thank you so much for playing. We've got to wrap this up. Check out Chris at ramblingmorons.com. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
And JJ, thank you. We must wrap this up.
Thank you.
Guys, you can, of course, listen to yourself anytime at bradwestmar.com. I'm Brad Westmar for JJ, for Chris, for Jared, for Todd, saying thank you, F you, good night.